What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girls Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
Guys, what's up? Friday night, baby. Do we have plans? And the answer is a big fat no.
Are we blacked out anyways?
Yes! And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but bitch has one beer and she's blacked out. So I chugged I don't want to say chugged because we're going to try and keep making me sound like a little bit classy.
Right.
I sipped on a beer. Okay. I finished it.
Okay.
In a short amount of time. And now I feel tipsier than the average bitch. Let's just go with that. Hey, Madison's over here drinking a vodka Malibu rum cocktail with a fresh squeezed green juice. Oh, and how LA can you get?
How much do we live in the Hollywood Hills?
How much are we stressing about our bills? Fuck yeah.
Literally, we had to pay a bill that was like straight up $25. And it's like end of the line. We just paid it today because, like, you know, can't.
You know, here's the deal though. Can we? Or are we just choosing not to? Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 29. And I went to Urban Outfitters yesterday.
Oh, okay. She texted me. Hold on. I'm going to cut you right the fuck off. Because she texted me yesterday and was like, hey, where do you get your like t-shirts from? And I was like, what? And then
700 t-shirts.
Yeah. The only thing that I have in my closet is t-shirts straight up.
Where do you get your t-shirts from?
And then two pairs of jeans and that's it. That's it. So she texts me, where do you get your t-shirts? I'm like, I don't know, fucking random places.
No, she goes, in general or which?
Yeah.
She goes, in general or which one, LMAO? And I'm like, a little bet. I guess that was a really fucking awful question.
Because I'm like, yeah, like my t-shirts, like specific, are you talking about like a specific t-shirt that you really like that you want to get? Like, I don't get it. Like, she's what's like, going on?
She's like 2006 to 2012 or what are we talking here? And I wrote back and I go, LOL, awful question. So I go, of course, to my classic go-to. And I hate getting t-shirts from Urban Outfitters, you know, because you know when you have a t-shirt from a store that every bitch has the same shirt and you just feel basic? I don't want to be that
because
basic bitch. Well, yeah. So so I'm basic.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm accepting that.
Because the only fucking place that you shop is Urban Outfitters. Yeah.
So anyway, going back to our original point, can we spend money on bills? Yes. Are we spending them on flannels and crop tops instead? Yes. Do I have 5,000 of them? Yes. Do I need more? No.
I come home last night and she's like, do you want to see what I got? And I was like, fuck no. I'd literally rather jump than see the 14th flannel that you get. Dude. Nonetheless, she brings it out. I'm like, oh, wow. It looks exactly like the other 14 that you have. It's crazy.
Dude. So yeah, guys, we're sitting here Friday night. No plans. Madison deleted her dating apps once again.
Yeah. I need to... Okay.
Yikes.
I've already discussed how I'm done, you know? I've already discussed how I'm so done I'm considering dick. I mean, you guys have pushed me to the point where I'm at work.
And when she says you guys, she means LA lesbians.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. All of you, straight up.
Or fuck me.
Ending the podcast. I'm pushing stop.
Go on.
I'm at the point where it's just, okay, I'm at work, right? Guess who I'm flirting with? Men.
Yeah, this bitch comes home and she's like, yo, bitch, I'm down to like kind of fuck the bartender. I was like, all right, let's take a moment here. Let's take a beat. You know what I mean? Honestly, go off if you want to. But let's take a beat.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking about it like for funsies.
Yeah.
But then it kind of got to the point where I was like, oh.
You're serious.
Yeah.
So, okay. Here's the argument that we've had the last couple of days, guys, right? Okay. So we're dating, right? We're all just on these fucking bullshit apps. We're all going out, meeting people. I mean, this isn't our entire life. This is the content of the podcast, you know?
Sorry. Not to cut you off again, but I just really quick.
Want
to
reiterate that?
I feel like I listen back to every episode and all I'm talking about is I met this girl on this.
I know.
And we matched here and we matched there. I don't spend 14 hours a day on my dating apps.
No, I know. You know? It's just the content of the podcast. Right. Like tonight I'm going to be going back to writing, you know, like going back to like hobbies and shit because like I do that. It sounds like we don't pursue any of our other hobbies because all we're concerned with is like a new bitch every weekend. Right. No. I guess
we have like lives outside of this.
We got shit. We got mad shit going on. The argument we were talking about this the other day, cause I was like, our friends were over last weekend and they're a couple and they're a lesbian couple. They're super like in love and happy. Like they're here. And we literally looked at them and I was like, you and your girl are like the only healthy lesbian couple that I think I've ever met or that like I've known in like the time that I've, you know, like been around gay girls. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it and we were like all hanging out throughout the night and like they were very in love, but they're very coupley at the same time. Like they like are constantly like lovey-dovey on each other. They are concerned with each other constantly. Mm-hmm. They're like on, you know, and which is great. And I think it's no, seriously, it is. Okay. It is if that's what you're looking for.
Sure.
So then I thought to myself, and Maddie and I were talking about this, and I'm like, why are we dating? Why are we so concerned with dating and going on these dating apps to find a girlfriend when I just saw what you get at the top of the peak, when you get that like lovey-dovey, in love, healthy relationship. And I saw it and I'm really happy for them.
But you still don't want it?
But I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, so what the fuck are we all doing? Are we just sitting here wasting our goddamn time every weekend?
100%.
Getting ready to go out to hang out with girls that we ultimately are going to be heartbroken over or that we're going to end up having like a bullshit night and realizing we don't like each other. It's like, what really is the fucking point?
Let me reiterate that all lesbians are unavailable. You're unavailable. I'm unavailable. She's unavailable. There's no sense of.
But
like,
why are we all doing this then?
Well, because exactly.
It's like, okay, for example, last weekend, right? I'm talking to this, like, whatever, a fucking girl I saw on a dating app, right? Mm. And we're like trying to set up a plan. She's like, yeah, I'm in this place in WeHo, like, come through with your friends, blah, blah, blah. And I FaceTimed her for like a couple seconds and I was just like, I knew that like we weren't gonna like vibe the way that like I imagined we would. Yeah. Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe she was fucked up. I was fucked up. Maybe it was just like a weird interaction. Yeah. But then I was like, okay, really thinking about this. I'm gonna go meet up with this girl that I have an intuition and I'm 99.9% of the time right on my intuition. Hey, let's go with 100. Right on my intuition.
Just top it off. Yeah. Tap it out.
100% always right with my intuition.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And then my friends were like, well, why? Like, if you feel like it's not going to be a thing, I'm like, because why the fuck not?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like then I was like, I realized like, that's why we're all doing it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, not because we're trying to get to the peak of like being in love and in a relationship. Maybe some of you are. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Is because why the fuck not?
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Because I think I'm in the same place. I think it's as long as you're like able to identify and establish, you know, where you're at and what you're looking for, mm-hmm. then like it's cool. But what it always is exactly what you just said. Okay, we meet or, you know, we match, we're talking, whatever the fucking, however it is that you meet this person. And then there's always that, like, it's a game. There's always the game of like, yeah, me and my friends are going to go out here. You should meet up. And I said this earlier, girls don't, well, the ones that we've been talking to, whatever, girls don't like plan. I guess this is just like fucking
they don't plan dates.
They don't plan dates. There's no plan. There's no plan of anything. Yeah. It's always just like a
let's meet
come
up
through. Bye bye.
And you know what? What you just said, the girls that were here, the couple that was here that are our friends, they were saying that same shit. They were like, this girl isn't making a plan. This girl isn't like trying to set up a date. And the fucked up part of me was like, if a girl was trying to plan a date in my current state of mind right now,
you're like, fuck it.
I'm like, no. Yeah. I'm like, I'm turned off by it because I know I'm so not trying to do that right now. Mm-hmm. That if a girl sends me anything other than like, hey, I'm here with my friends, come with your friends and we'll all hang out together, I'm not really there for it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you're just like not in that headspace of like dating someone or like trying to have something serious, like the thought of going and spending that much energy talking about like real life shit on an actual date is just like, bro,
Like, it scares me. I'm like, no. No, I know. I'm not doing it.
I know. I was thinking about literally probably fucking 6 months ago, maybe at this point. I met this girl, went to her house, and like, we just chilled, you know? We just chilled. We sat on the couch, talked, whatever. And I was thinking about it today, and I was like, oh, yeah, totally chill. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, wasn't chill at all. We literally, all we did, all we did.
Wait, is this the bitch you were there till like 6 a.m.? On the couch, just talk, like talking to her.
Yeah.
In Silver Lake.
Yeah. We literally just like talked. And not only, we didn't just talk, you know, like we talked about like
deep shit.
Yeah. Like our like ethnic, like identity and like fucking so lesbian. First of all, let me just interrupt myself. Can I be gayer? Can I be gayer? Every day I wake up and I'm like, am I gay? And then like, I remember the shit that I talk about, and I'm like, oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You tattooed girls on your leg yesterday.
Oh my God, yeah, I gotta post that.
Yeah. So
where are you? What are you looking
okay,
for?
Okay, so this is basically, another example, like what you just said, when you had that like, quote unquote, chill night, which wasn't chill at all. I did the same shit. Remember that girl I told you guys about, like the perfect on paper episode? Like she was super dope. I liked her. She was super sweet. But like, again, deep convos, not here for it. And it sounds like I'm an actual piece of shit because it's like, I don't know, because then when you think about someone that like you actually really love or like you really like and you've had serious relationships with in the past and you think about the times that you've had serious conversations with them and like you've gotten on like a real level with them, those are some, sorry, so cheese ball right now, but those are some of like the best nights. Like those, totally, those yeah. are the most like beautiful like nights that you remember, mm-hmm. even if they're just like pillow talk, like you're just laying in bed with them and you have those nights. But if you're just not ready for it or you don't like that person, it's like you want to run for the hills.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, you're not like in a vulnerable space. You don't want to be in that space with them because you're just not like, your wall can't be down for someone that you're just not there for.
Yeah.
So when they're trying to like get there with you and you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And you're
like, back up.
Yeah, you're like, back the fuck up.
So again, where are you? What are you looking for? You're not vulnerable right now, is what you're saying.
See, that's the thing is like, I say this, right? And I think this is the argument for all of us is that I am not looking for that, quote unquote. I'm looking to just like have fun and like hang out and like have a fun summer.
But what does that even mean? What does have fun even mean? Because I mean, that could mean a million different
things. It could mean, it's like what we did the last weekend, like going to a friend's house and hanging out with a bunch of friends and like, you know, chilling and like everyone just having fun together.
Yeah.
Not me sitting in the corner with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And like having a like intimate conversation and the two of us going home and waking up and making breakfast in the morning or like passing everything by your girl.
Exactly.
Like I just don't want to do that. So no.
The thought of looking for approval from anyone right now makes me ill.
Yeah. Like waking up and thinking about another person. Like I just don't. I don't want to do it.
The only person that I want to wake up and think about, and it's not even a person, it's a fish, Trixie.
Trixie. Yeah, I feel. So yeah, I don't think I want that. But I think this is the argument. This is the problem with that is like, we all say that. We all fucking say that cheesy bullshit of like, oh, I'm not looking for anything. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want this. I don't want that. And then what does everyone always say? It always comes when you least expect it. 100%. It always comes when you're not looking. And it's like, all right, George.
Who sounds like that?
Everyone. Everyone that says that bullshit line sounds like that exactly.
No, I know. I agree 1,000%.
So that's the argument, right? Is like we all say we don't want it. We all say we're not here for it. We all say, oh, I'm not vulnerable. Oh, I'm not here. I'm not this. I'm in a fuck girl stage, blah, blah, blah. But then like when you meet someone that wants to turn that side of you, you fucking do it. So I don't know that I'm necessarily looking for it, but I also can't say I'm not because if that person was presented to me that I would be like,
no. Right.
But yeah. And I think that's how it is, you know, with everyone.
Well, would you though, if this scenario comes to life, if somebody comes into your life that you're like, wow, this is a great person. They say the same about you. They want more than what you are looking for. Because you're in the space that you're like, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm capable of right now, whatever. Would you be able to like hold strong to that in a sense of like, would you be able to be like, look, I really like you. I know you really like me, whatever. I'm really happy that we have what we have, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm not looking for maybe what you're looking for, or I can't give you more than what I'm giving you right now.
I think that, the short answer is like, yes, I would change, because it's not like when you feel like you've met someone that you actually love and you actually want to be with, that brings out the happier side of you than even how happy you are when you're single, then you don't feel like you're sacrificing more than you're getting. Uh-huh. So like, if I feel like I meet a person that makes me happy, that I feel like I can still have like a lot of the shit I still have in my life, like the fun aspect, my friends, this, that, but like they're there with me as opposed to like holding me back, which is the issue I see with a lot of lesbian couples, is that like it gets to a point where like they're holding each other back as opposed to like hyping each other up. And so if I feel like I can meet that person that genuinely like we actually have more fun being together than me being single, and like we like care about each other and love each other and all that bullshit, then yeah, because then it's not a sacrifice. Then it's like, then it's fun and it's like real and happy. That's going to be obviously a very specific person, not just for me, for anyone, because for you guys listening, because it's like, that's, you know, like it takes a lot to like meet someone that you feel like is like a genuinely like your perfect match.
Yeah. But to play maybe devil's advocate or whatever, like, yeah, though, if you're saying that you're in this space right now, that you're like, fuck that, that's just not what I'm looking for. That's not what I could give to somebody. That's not what I want to receive to somebody. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in and you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm changing everything. Like, how is that?
But what am I changing? What am I changing? If I have to change.
You're being in a relationship.
Yeah. But if I have to change the relationship, if it's at like, if it's like a healthy relationship, then I don't really, if I feel like I don't have to sacrifice like parts of my life that I have when I'm single that are like, you know, if the pros outweigh the cons, I would say, then no, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But it's almost like, I feel like you're seeing it as a negative. Like you're seeing a relationship almost as a negative right now, because that's what we've seen. And that's like what we've experienced.
Yeah.
But they're not all like that.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be like that. Yeah. Should it be that way, then I'm going to say fuck no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like looking back on the shit that I've done in the past with like relationships, I'll never do again, ever.
Yeah.
So, and same with you.
Yeah. I think that's a huge.
So that's like where you're speaking from.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a huge thing. And kind of I'm speaking into existence what I kind of went through in the sense of asking you the question of like, yeah, if you're not in this space where you're not wanting somebody and then all of a sudden somebody comes in, you like change everything and you change your whole world for this person.
But I'm not changing my whole world. I'm just thinking about another person, but they're adding to my life. They're not taking away. It is possible. Madison, hold on, you guys. Let's say this to Madison. It is possible to be in a relationship with someone that makes you happier, that makes you healthier.
But I thought this person made me happier and healthier.
I know, but dude, just because that
happened. And looking back, what the fuck was I doing?
But dude, just because you experienced that doesn't mean that every relationship is going to be like that. Mm. It's not impossible to find someone that elevates your life.
Right.
We've just had shitty experiences.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's going to be like that forever.
No, I know. I don't think it's going to be like that forever.
I'm not going to change everything and all of a sudden just be this like bumfuck boring bitch. I'll think about another bitch when I wake up and I'll still be the same person and she'll elevate me and I'll elevate her.
Yeah.
Should this unicorn come into my life?
Sure.
Should I be the unicorn in her life?
Sure.
But until then,
we're
not doing shit on Friday nights. You know, maybe doing our hobbies here and there. Maybe buying another flannel. Maybe buying another crop top. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? But it is possible.
Sure. Yeah, it's possible. I think I'm in the place where I know that that's possible. Totally.
But do you?
Yeah. No, I do. I really do. I know that it's out there. I know that it's possible. I don't know.
You don't. Actually. I can sense that you don't.
Yeah, I don't think that I do, because any relationship in my life, fucking gay, straight, whatever, like.
Oh, straight? You've had straight relationships?
No.
Telling you right now.
Could you imagine? All of a sudden, I'm just like, yeah, I had like a full boyfriend.
For your boyfriend? No idea. Well, bitch, I didn't know about the girlfriend either, so. I've been in the dark.
True. No, I mean like other relationships, right? No, people in my life, yeah. Like none of them are functional. Mm-hmm. None of them are anything that I want to even possibly be part of or have, you know, even as a possibility in my life. But yeah, I think for sure I'm still very jaded from like my last.
Yeah, you are, dude.
You know, and like it's hard to see past that, especially when I am in a place where I'm like moved on and I'm like, okay, let's, you know, fucking get on the bike again or whatever. And every single time has just been.
Yeah. And it feels like it's just a hole. It's come to a hole.
Absolute bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, you're going to go bake 16 cakes and we're going to stop fucking around and just live life. And hey, things happen when you least expect it.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Things happen when you least expect it.
Considering I'm literally hitting on men, I know tomorrow I'm going to wake up and this bitch is going to just going to fall into my life.
Hey, you're a 15. Hey,
that's true.
A 15. We haven't been saying that enough. Yeah. We forgot. Yeah. We're 15s. We haven't been saying it enough. Yeah. We're 15s. You're a 15. Get to know it.
Anyone on planet Earth would be fucking cashing out being with me. I mean, millions, you know? Cut that check.
Still drinking the green juice.
I know. Blacked out.
No, I agree, dude. I agree. It's, you know, so I'm just like, you got to check yourself every now and then.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, follow us on Instagram, Blake_Aaron_. And hey, why don't you head on over to Girl Scene Pod on podcast. Give that a rate, review, subscribe. Give it a 5 stars. Give us a thumbs up. Give it a fucking comment. Whatever the fuck you guys want to do.
Yeah.
But hey, we're out here working super hard on this podcast.
Yeah. Uploading every, 10 days.
exploiting our lives for your entertainment and for our therapy.
100%.
So hey, head on over, like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Absolutely smash that follow button.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We'll see you on the next one. Girl Scene Pod. Blake_Aaron_.
RIP Madison Thee Stallion, but you can find me at fucking Madison Howe.
All right. Peace.
Peace.